Thank you for all the questions. In the interest of time, I will respond to very briefly to the question posed by the distinguished delegate from Philippines about climate change. I think this BHR treaty cannot be turned into a climate change treaty, but I think we have to understand the close connections between human rights, environment, and climate change. So if a business has to conduct due diligence, that should capture all rights, including issues about climate change. So that could be the way in how you can integrate that particular element. We also need greater transparency on the part of businesses in terms of disclosing their greenhouse gas emissions. So that could be included in this. And I think EU directive is already moving in this direction, though very strangely, EU directive does not talk about human rights due diligence in relation to climate change. It puts it separate pedestal. But I think there are interesting possibilities that that could be done. The other issue that I would like to highlight here is anti-lobbying. Businesses should not lobby. For instance, businesses often make a public commitment to respect human rights, but same businesses behind the door, they lobby the governments to dilute protection of actions to promote better climate for us, right? So I think that is problematic. So I think the treaty could also have provisions on that. In relation to IOE, I don't think the roadmap, Robert can say more, but I don't think roadmap says that businesses have done enough. And states have not. I think the roadmap is highlighting challenges. And of course, if businesses would have done enough, we don't need to come to Geneva and be in this room. Then we would be just having good time at our families and we don't need to be here. Businesses are not doing enough, that's why we are here. And states are not doing enough, that's why we are here. And I think we should not see this as a competition between UN guiding principles and the treaty. These are standards and norms trying to achieve a goal. They're different pathways, and as long as there's a broad coherence, I think it will be unrealistic to expect that each and every word of the UNGPs is part of the legalization at the national level, international level. That's unrealistic. But as long as there's a broad coherence moving in the same direction, I think it should work, in my view, and there is no competition. And of course, businesses should not be afraid of complexity. Life is very complex. Businesses have tools and resources to deal with complexities. So I think there is no easy solution. Businesses have to be prepared for complexities, and they're going to increase more, I think. Thank you.